Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilbourn from What Culture, joined by the Dally Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamblett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Monday Night Raw, but also SmackDown, NXT 2.0, Dynamite, AW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick to look ahead to Raw tonight and the Royal Rumble go-home show. It's Royal Rumble week.
I don't care. I always feel excited for the Royal Rumble. Of course you do. But after doing the SmackDown review today, which I know wasn't the go-home show, but they really should be focusing on the old Royal Rumble, I've lost a bit of faith that WWE can promote the event that needs no promotion. Raw's better than SmackDown, so we'll be in for a more interesting review tomorrow. And typically, by the end of these previews, I've enjoyed myself so much, I dare to get a little bit hyped for the show itself. But on the way in, I'm feeling nothing. Dead inside.
You tweeted over the weekend about Raw being better than SmackDown. How did that go down?
Ah, man. These days, I don't get quote tweeted. These days, I get presumably screenshotted, and it goes to all these stupid dickhead WWE Stan accounts where they go, oh God, this IWC take. Like, I don't care.
Sideways cry laugh emoji.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. Remember when everyone was like, oh God, is Jimmy Uso going to join the Bloodline after 9 months? And everyone thought it was like Austin versus McMahon revisited. Well, quiet on that front these days because it wasn't actually a storyline. Love that.
But
I love them not having anything.
I think this. I'm really excited for this Raw.
Why?
Because it's the Rumble Go Home show, but also there's three things that are just like prime slice of banter.
It's like NXT 2.0 adjacent to this episode of Raw.
Like, there's a lot to look forward to. There's no matches, but there's a lot to look forward to on tonight's show. We've got the Alpha Academy Academic Challenge.
5 minutes.
Which, if they win, do they get a title shot? Is that how it works? And that's the point. I don't really know.
Established last week. I thought it was just tune in next week for funny bollocks.
I think it was if you can defeat us in a test of the minds, okay, we will grant you the thing that you ordinarily, depending on what day of the week it is, get an automatic rematch for.
Yeah. We've got Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley weigh in.
10 minutes.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. And it's Maurice's birthday.
3 minutes.
So I know.
18 minutes out of 3 hours.
That is a pretty good Raw. 18 minutes
from just 180. A tenth of this episode might be good if you enjoy it, ironically.
That's not facetious.
No.
Like, don't do the voice. That's true. It's exactly what I'm thinking.
How long did you give for Maurice's birthday?
3 minutes.
Oh, as in 3 minutes will be good? Because I was going to say, they ain't going to give it 3 minutes.
No, I thought when you were talking about minutes and Maurice, and I thought you were going down a dirty track.
No.
Eric Bischoff's going to be back with some Samoans and going to beat you up.
But yes, supposedly lots to look forward to on tonight's show.
3 minutes from Lockie. That's where I thought you were, that's where I thought you were going, Wilbourn, knowing you and Maurice.
Well, instead talk about Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. I genuinely just want this to be a straight-up weigh-in.
Yeah, this is great. Really, really great. The last wrestling... Oh, God, no, the last one. I was going to say something else. The last one was Cody, wasn't it? The disaster with the Big Show just going on for ages. This is not that. These giant men. Rip the tops off and oil them up and flex. That's what I want out of this win. Nothing more, nothing less. Down. Yeah, I like... Brock has
been... Shine them up, the bodies.
Yeah, Brock's been like messing around in his like dungarees and his like farm clothes because that's a bit more babyface adjacent than the tracky top and the t-shirt. Not tonight. Tear it off, Hogan style, and just to sort of remind Bobby Lashley who he's going in there with, because Lashley's probably bigger or more defined at very least when the two of them are actually next to each other. And that's got to play to Brock's ego. And he can't be seen to be made to look like the smaller man of the two.
Rather than a straightforward way, you know, the awful sliding thing that they've had before. Is it Life of Brian? Or is it the Holy Grail where they're trying to work out if a woman's a witch because she weighs the same as a goose or something?
I don't know, but I've got a sizzling hot take. Are you ready for this? Monty Python sucks. Never got it. Old patter generally is crap.
I was fine with Monty Python until the people at school that loved Monty Python quoted it to the point of you hearing them saying it whenever you watched it back. So I would watch a Monty Python film years later. And I'm like, oh, there was this dick, I won't name him, but this dick I went to school with absolutely loved Monty Python and used to quote it all at you whether you liked it or not. And all I can hear it is in his voice. I'll tell you his name after we finish recording because there's a funny story attached to it, but I couldn't say it on a podcast just in case it gets to him.
Well, the reason I reference that is that's what they should do, except they should have normal-sized humans on one side of the scale, and how many of them does it take to equal one Brock Lesnar?
That's a good idea. Like, so instead of, like, digital scales or the thing the Big Show screwed up, just have, like, members of the 24-7 division to, like, level...
Chuck another one on, lads.
That's good. I like that.
I like that. You know what I want to see from this? Bare chests.
Yep.
Like, glistened, oiled-up bodies.
Paul Heyman and MVP promoing against each other, and these two are just oiling themselves and doing push-ups.
I like it when we can give homework from these podcasts. A bit of homework before you watch Raw tonight. The WWF Superstars Credits 1990 was just a single shot of the Ultimate Warrior firing laser beams out of his eyes and flexing his biceps. And it's like, well, that's how I got into wrestling. That's all wrestling to me. That's what I want.
I want to see some titties dance.
Yeah,
I'll be mortified if I don't see a single titty dance. Go on, AEW's got the lead on titty dance, so we don't see enough of it in WWE. Yeah. So I want to see some titties dance with some beaming grins. You know what else I want to see? Genuinely, I want them to pretend that WWE isn't some incredibly non-more digital hellscape with the LEDs everywhere. Just pretend that flashbulbs still exist. Get like a mock press call.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, I like that.
I want to see the flashbulbs illuminate the tits as they dance. I want them to be like in each other's faces, giving it the old 12-ounce curls, except like 25-inch curls.
Pecs to pecs obscuring their enlarged heart.
I'd also quite like to have another attack from Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, right? In the midst of all this, they're trying to attack both of them for all I care. We all know what's going to happen to them. And Bobby Lashley picks Cedric Alexander up and safely chucks him up the ramp from the ring. And MVP, for some reason, breaks out a tape measure and goes, see how far he's chucked him there? And Brock Lesnar, think of the history here as well, turns to Shelton Benjamin and goes, sorry, buddy, I'm just going to have to chuck you a little bit further. And he just, oh, okay then. Fucking happy put down the ramp. See you later, boy.
Love it. Like, this is it that we, if it's even half of the stuff tonight, it's going to be the best segment on Raw. Mm. I just thought of another one there who famously used to come out to the ring with scales and who is another sort of nearly MVP era guy that you could bring back because Bruce Pritchard would just love him. Hardcore Holly. Just bring him out there, scales. Like, he's like, whole thing sucks. And Brock's like, I remember I destroyed you at a Royal Rumble once because Bobby, anybody gets title matches at the Royal Rumble. And then Bob Holly is like a lamb at the slaughter of these two giants in between. And they hire scale out the ring.
And then subsequent to that, hire Hardcore Holly back.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you give me the belt? And I'm bigger about it.
And finally,
give him 24/7 title.
Bruce Pritchard runs WWE and in turn ruins our lives because that popped so many people on a podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you give me the belt? Now beat everybody.
And like WWE finally backdoor into that dream main event they've not been able to book. It's Roman Reigns and Hardcore Holly.
Speaking of someone who's got to be able to beat everybody, go home for Becky Lynch and do job. Hospital pass this siege.
What they're going to do?
Yeah.
Are they going to do a tag team match again where they fail to coexist? How can they meaningfully advance a storyline between a heel and a babyface, a heel and a heel, one of whom they don't really want to babyface too much? The other one's there because everything else is a bit boring, or they've got the other boring thing to do again, which won't be boring on the night, but it's still kind of boring. I don't know how they meaningfully advance this. I don't even know how they meaninglessly advance this either. They did coexist stuff. The thread they sought to weave last week was Dujab is more superior than Becky Lynch, and she can get the jobs done that Becky Lynch kind of cheats around. I don't know. What do you do?
Where's Raw this week?
Well, I'll have a look.
Trying to think of like the local attractions that Becky Lynch could slag off before she starts talking about
it. It depends entirely on whether they even acknowledge city in which they're hosting the show.
Could she have a go at like, so when it comes to people with Celtic lineages, you get super athletes from Ireland and you get battered Mars bars from where you come from, Doudrap. It's impossible to. I don't mind this match. I think the match will be quite good on the night. It's back when WWE could book. This was what they did at Royal Rumbles all the time.
Yeah.
You don't need even that much of the suspense that there's going to be a title change, just that it's a unique pairing and a wrestler in a position that you wouldn't expect them to get to that gives the challenger a run for the money so that down the line you can be reminded of that if that wrestler is ready. It's nice more than it is good, I think, if you're watching it completely detached, because I think most people can see that Piper Niven has had to swim through loads of sludge to even get to this point with that stupid name and multiple bad stories. She's been in the company 6 months and she's already had about three terrible stories. You could include this one if you had standards. But it'd be fine on the night. I don't think they've thought beyond that.
It is located in a place that Chad Gable will say when he surprisingly bumped into his tag team partner tonight. Oh, hi, Otis.
Never ask him
anything again.
What's next for Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.A.?
Oh, Christ.
He had the dewdrop one, I'm trying to even this out.
Yeah, thanks.
What was last for Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.A.? They were just going to have a match. They were just going to get to the point, weren't they, straight away.
And she chucked her into the steps and she said, oh, she's a real villain.
Rhea Ripley was distracted by
Carmella and Queen Zelina,
who were starting a feud with nobody. Sorry. They were just out there to talk.
For a split second, I thought, oh, have I forgotten something? No,
they were just out there to talk, weren't they?
They were out to say, see, we told you you two couldn't get along.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley is going to want to get her hands on Nikki A.S.H., but is not going to be able to. Nikki's going to run away and pretend to fly. Like, she's going to run and dive with her arm out in front of her.
I want a villain cape now.
That gear is going to get even more blue and gold and superhero-y. And then it's like, they've got nothing. They've got no Jason Street whatsoever. So it's going to be Royal Rumble spot. Like, one of them's going to throw
Ripley
the other
is one of my favourites at the end of last year for the winning the Royal Rumble.
That's on you, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, well, because I thought they'd go, on, get rid of this, finish up this storyline, get on with it. It's New Year, sort it, get on with it. No, still going.
New
still
Year, same them.
It's come entirely on you.
Yeah.
You need to be realistic. Stop with the wacky gimmicks. Need to tether yourself to reality. We kind of need them. I mean, I don't give a toss about this. It's impossible to give a toss about this. No one in the arenas gives a toss about this. Mm-hmm. I dare say that you could bury this on Twitter and they couldn't even go, you're like superheroes. Don't care. Absolutely no one gives a single toss about this drivel.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, let's talk about the Alpha Academy Academic Challenge. This actually could be quite fun.
Yeah. I mean, can it?
Yeah.
Chad Gable.
Exactly.
Is funny. Randy Orton is genuinely got like a good deadpan sense of humor about him. This is going to be like the crudest, but potentially the most good in spite of itself WWE comedy there is. Chad Gable growing increasingly mortified that this Otis fella is genuinely moronic. Riddle being cleverer.
Yeah.
They've got the chance now to do, you know that brilliant Simpsons gag where Homer puts on the glasses? Where he just suddenly turns intelligent? Like Riddle could get some glasses that could magically imbue him with like the power of intelligence. He could wear his dog glasses. They could genuinely ask Riddle like this ridiculous, complex question. And for the sake of one night, just to impress Wendy, to add a little bit more pathos to that story, he could like really bone up on his studies and come out with something that isn't total and utter drivel for once in his life. That's the way they could do this.
I foresaw clever Riddle, but I thought it'd be in the stupidest of ways so that they would ask questions where the answers were completely tailored to Riddle's recreational activity. I don't know if you guys know what I'm referring to there, but if they said like, can you give me a word that would describe what you would do in your garden if you found some crabgrass? Weed! And such like, over and over and over and over again, beating you over the head with it, so that he's getting everyone right, and Chad Gable's getting really, really annoyed, and he's like, why did I phrase these questions this way?
Like, what's the most ridiculously medical word for a joint? Joined! Kind of stuff, you know?
Exactly that.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
I do.
Synonyms for Billy Bifter.
It's one of those where, like, you know how bad swearing is? Convoluted swearing. Mm. Like, in that kind of culture, the lamest stuff is, like, the more, just call it a spliff or a joint or green. Like, the more synonyms you use for it, the more of a loser you look, in my opinion.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Like, mid-2000s. Like, Charlie Brooker did it on early screen wipes, and then forums nicked it, and then moms of Facebook, like, just destroyed it forever.
Look at this arse trumpet. This cock sparrow.
I love that.
Nice parking biscuit. Picture of a car that's ever so slightly in the other space.
Twat waffles the worst.
Oh, God.
Is that a cornetism, actually? Stupid goddamn twat waffle.
He flips and runs. It's twat waffle.
You're worse than goddamn Hitler, you twat waffle. It's just like Kenny Omega doing a comedy match that people really enjoy.
But yes, we assume that RK-Bro are victorious.
The devil's letters.
Victoria,
I hate it.
Courtesy of Mary Jane and all of her friends.
Good, yes. She'll get a name check.
Yeah, it'll be some sort of nerd stuff, won't it? Like, well, who fancies? Who does Peter Parker fancy, or whatever her name is?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Did you get your cinema ticket sorted?
I did.
I was thinking about that. You said Mary Jane. I was like, what do I know about Spider-Man? Wilbon's going to see it. That's all I got. My kids playing the game.
It's the first time I feel safe to go to the cinema today because no one's going to be in the screen and I'm going to watch it. But yes, I think you're right. Okay, bro. Victorious in the Alpha Academy Academic Challenge, advancing to a losing effort at the title at the Royal Rumble and probably split after that.
I don't know. I think they're going to get one more pay-per-view out of them. I think they're going to get that to Saudi Arabia.
I reckon, given the complete dearth of star power for this annual Elimination Chamber gimmick, they'll probably find a way of putting Riddle and Orton in the match as like friendly teammates, and they could do something like that there. Otherwise, you've got Omos in there, and that'll be dangerous for all involved.
Why didn't you save me, Randy? When you see like the footage back, and Orton could have rescued him, and he didn't.
You don't watch tape.
Right, we've got a couple of games to play and potential predictions for Marisa's birthday. Where do you want to start?
Well, we all know that her face is going to eat some cake.
Yeah, so it's going to
be ironic.
It can't be goo. They've done a lot of goo stuff with
that
Miz
cake.
Is
going in her face or up her ass? There's only two places that cake's going. It's not in the Miz and Marisa's mouth.
I did like the fact she hid a brick in her purse last week.
What if there's a brick in the cake? So what if, like, oh, comedy bit, but knocks her clean out because she's hit the brick?
What if she bites the cake and she goes, oh, what is this is disgusting. What's it made out of?
Great.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Well, here's the thing. Edge has been such a moron, like a specifically weird kind of moron that only WWE could book in this program, and that is like, I'm wise to the games that I'm going to anticipate you playing. 2 minutes later, succumbs to the game. So he's this Edge character is inexplicably so stupid that he's going to do something like hide a brick in the cake, put Miz or Maryse's face through it, and then even though he knows the brick's there, he'll go, oh, look, there's some cake. And then just eat it. And just eat a brick.
He's the smartest guy in the room, but he's in the wrong room.
Yes.
Oh, look, there's some cake.
What could possibly go wrong? Ow!
Oh, look, there's some cake.
I see what you're doing here. Yeah, well, yeah.
It's best penis with the Adam, no! We baked it at home with grit from our own yard. That was our own private grit.
All I want for the birthday is Miz say, I've got you a really good present, and she thinks it's like, you know, something fancy or whatever. And it's just a parody video of him pretending. We rewatched them the other day, that Miz and Maryse, John and Nikki and stuff. Like, there's so much to go for if you did at home with the Copelands.
Yeah.
Given Vince McMahon's fondness for props, like the forehead vein could just look incredible.
What did Seth Rollins do again? He went round and ate an apple.
Take that.
Seth Rollins went round and ate an apple after, like, got a very distinct house. Remember this? Edge's got a very distinct house. One is in the middle of nowhere, so instantly if you see a little bit of shrubbery, you'll be like, oh, I'm on guard here. My house too is located in the woods. And it has like a red and green like deal. It's your house, mate.
Yeah, it's where you live. He's not bothered, but like, don't ever test a WWE superstar on how they feel when somebody takes food off the table.
Yeah, no.
They will run a goddamn mile through the snow to fight you over that.
What about like, you remember, hello, welcome to the week on the hall with me, Enrique and Wolf. Well, it's the vein from
Edge's head.
Hello and welcome to the event that's main with me, Edge's Vein.
The event that's main.
And just a recap of the brick stuff from last week.
Good.
So yeah, what's she's getting, just to clarify, she's getting shoved in the cake or something? Is that what you reckon?
Yeah, facing the cake.
Can't be, they've done goo.
Can't be goo.
They've done goo, yeah, cake is.
I think you're seriously underplaying the extent to which they actually like goo. So it could be goo.
Could be goo.
Gooey cake.
Yeah. if you like. It's gooey cake.
I don't know.
Like goo for icing?
Yeah. I do like the idea of the Floridian couple we always talk about. Well, we've sold up the goo shop. I've decided to finally go after my passion.
baking. Cake. Oh, he's here.
Sorry, what was that, sir? What sort of ice cream would you like? I'm really sorry. You're going to have to write it down, sir. I can't. Should we do that game now?
You're fucking red velvet. We should just have a fucking first crack.
You're going to make me a cake? Yeah, it's going to be fucking Victoria Sponge.
I prefer a flan. We're all fucking vegan alternatives.
What's he saying to Austin Theory this week? What's your prediction?
I reckon they're going to do this thing where Austin Theory's like, Vince, got a master plan to win the Royal Rumble, and I know how exactly to impress you by winning it. I'm going to tell you the plan.
Let's hear it.
And Austin Theory's going to tell him the plan. Vince goes, oh, fucking. Vince will go, oh, fucking
terrible plan.
You got to. Hang on, he's got three camera cuts whilst he's doing this, by the way.
Fucking. Fucked him. And a surprise entrance, you know?
So that's my advice for the
Vince McMahon predictor.
I think he's putting him in like beginning of the Rumble so he can prove himself.
Well, it's funny you say that. I've obviously thought about this in terms of how WWE think about Raw, which is filling time. So you've got like at this point you've got like what, like a six camera setup for these Vince and Austin Theory segments. So you can see some.
I think you're gonna do bullet time.
Yeah. So like Austin Theory bounds in, he's all excited. Dad, what number am I gonna get in the Royal Rumble, Dad? And then Vince is gonna go, I can't remember my mind.
Go for everyone. Two. Three. What about four? What about five?
We got that all the way through to 30 until about, we've just watched this happen. Yeah, yeah. Like they've burnt to about 20 minutes.
Counts to 30, it takes as many takes.
And then he finally lands on the number he's happy with. And he says to her,
Father, it's going to be another. Okay.
So he's like, do it again, Dad.
One of
them.
One more time. And we still don't know it. It's like a teaser for the Rumble. It's like, what's Austin's number? Our boss is dying.
That's not funny.
Right, final game.
He's an old man.
Final game.
I would punch up, but
he's fading.
He's, yeah.
Alexa Bliss presumably heading to the psychiatrist one final time before... Or maybe competing in the Royal Rumble. Is she put herself down? I'll check. Whilst I ask you what you think she's going to do with the psychiatrist. A bit disappointing last week, wasn't it?
Well, it was so disappointing. I think they are racing to giving the people what they want. I haven't really got a funny outcome. This is the gimmick overhaul that people are like desperate for. Well, they're desperate for half of it, which is a bit where she rips off that weird child's dress. But underneath it is the Alexa Bliss that loads of people would, like me included actually, would quite like to see back. But the perverts are going to get more than their rocks off to it. Like, not just about seeing a wrestler, is it? It's about getting, like, more Alexa Bliss content. But, yeah, I think this is actually the completion and the end of the Bray Wyatt element of her career.
Thank God.
I know it's not, like, daft rubbish anymore. Daft Alexa Bliss nonsense. But I have to feel that that was what this was all about, wasn't it? They're killing it.
I mean, one would hope. My pitch for the game, for how this is going to unfold, is that what's psychiatry all about? Deep-rooted trauma from your childhood. Yeah. So it says that what, like, the person you were as a child, and, like, the circumstances that dictate your upbringing shape who you are, and if you suffer childhood trauma and you absolutely do not have the means to process it, it will manifest in, like, genuinely... unsettling ways in your adult life that you can't comprehend, and you deny the reality and you suppress it, and all these things potentially happen to Alexa Bliss when Lily was dictating the events of her childhood. And the good thing about this segment is that it'll come cheap, because instead of hiring a child actor, they can just get Alexa Bliss, because she's playing a child, and if you're attracted to this version of the Alexa Bliss character, you're a nonce, okay?
Also, Lily's back. Lily was on the trailer for the new 2K.
Event ref in the crazy world of Arthur Brown.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
I thought to get some ideas, I'd go to the comment section of YouTube, because that's always a reliable place to go, particularly under Alexa Bliss videos. Just a reminder, if you want to suggest something short, crap, and wrestling related for us to skip on Monday Night Raw, you can do so by subscribing to What Culture Wrestling, leaving us a 5-star review on there. We won't be skipping the Alexa Bliss segment, I can tell you that in advance now. But, you know, just a boring rematch or a match that goes to a DQ or something, we'll probably be skipping that. But yes, go and suggest that right now. 5-star rating, and then leave us a suggestion for something to watch instead. That's what I was inspired by. Quite a lot of comments from Amazing Guy underneath this video. Underneath both videos.
Sounds like somebody that has a Reddit thread dedicated just to him that just features screenshots of his texts.
First suggestion, days ago. 6 days ago. Alexa Bliss needs to become Lily, win the Royal Rumble, then go after Charlotte Flair.
I was going to say, right, well, that's ridiculous. If you become a doll, you can't do anything. A doll, chase Shayna Baszler down a corridor and locked her in a room. So, actually, yeah, solid pitch.
And then 4 days later, he'd been thinking about it again. He thought... Also, imagine if The Fiend was revealed to be Alexa Bliss's therapist.
Which wouldn't get any better.
I think that therapist is maybe better worker than, or better promo than Bray Wyatt ever was.
Hey, what's your goddamn problem?
He's got his face. Please don't break stuff. And then just underneath that, we're going to wrap this up after this. I guess no one's going to want to talk after I read this comment out from Ronin, who... these do not reflect the views of myself, the Dudley Boys, or anyone at What Culture Wrestling. As Ronin writes, oh, she looks so adorable. I just want to pick her up. And
From the top.
Oh, she looks so adorable. I just want to pick her up and rock her like a baby. So cute for a baby. Even when she looks evil, she still looks like a cute baby version of herself.
What are you doing?
He wrote that on a public forum.
Send it to the FBI. Oh, my God.
Well.
Looks like we've had enough talk. Looks like there's been enough nonsense.
Tonight. It's the go-home show for the Royal Rumble, don't you know? On Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
Michael Hamflett.
Or Michael Sidgwick at...
Jesus Christ. At M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE.
Please still listen tomorrow.
And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. SmackDown review, Rampage review available right now, and our review of this show will be available tomorrow. But for now, this has been a Raw preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.